Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 36 of Lent. My name is Kiwan, and I lead Southside House Church. Let me open with a prayer from the One app. Dear Heavenly Father, teach me to love, but help me to hate evil. May I be a person who chooses to bless. Give me a spirit of rejoicing. May I not be the sort of person who seeks revenge. Instead, give me the compassion to reach out to strangers, to the poor and outcast. Give me a heart full of love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we will watch the video on the Mark passage for today, Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 19.
And as he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues. And you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child. And children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where he ought not to be," let the reader understand, "then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down, nor enter his house to take anything out. And let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And alas for women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that it may not happen in winter, for in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation that God created until now, and never will be."
I will now read the devotion from the One app. In this passage, Jesus prepares his disciples and the church to live and witness in a hostile world. He calls us to be distracted by what is insignificant, verses 1 through 2, and temporary, but to trust in the one who cannot be destroyed, not even by death on a cross. Jesus calls us to not be led astray, verse 5. By taking our eyes off of the true and glorious Christ and being deceived by popular but false imitations of him. He calls us to not be alarmed or anxious, verse 7, at the difficulty that comes from following him, as if the Christian life is easy or trouble-free, verse 9. Jesus calls us to not be confused about who is on the throne of the universe. Difficult times are not because Christ's sovereign reign is under threat. Rather, this is all within the realm of God's sovereign reign. I will now read read the Romans passage for today, Romans chapter 12, verse 9 through 21. Let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another, do not be haughty, but associate with lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coal on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. So just as the title of today's Lent message on the One App, we are indeed living in times of trouble. With COVID being around over a year, it has changed many aspects of our lives, from wearing a mask daily, constant hand washing, social distancing, travel vans and quarantine, to numerous Zoom calls. This led to what some people call COVID fatigue. I'm definitely one of those that feel it too, as I've been working from home for the past 3 months and barely stepping outside of my house once or twice a week. This lack of interaction with people is indeed taking a toll on myself and surely for others too. Around the world, we're hearing more news of hate crimes, from name-calling to random physical assault to even shooting. Obviously, some of these things are very extreme, and none of us would even think about doing anything similar, despite COVID fatigue and all. But even if it's not COVID-related, how are we living our lives today? Are we living our life that is different from the rest of the world? One of God's greatest commandments given to us in John 13, verse 34 through 35, it reads, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." In the Romans chapter 12, chapter for today, first 11 verses relate to the renewal of minds and edification of church's body with a spiritual gift. Then from verse 9 onwards, it lists out what loving as Christians should be. It is like bullet points of detailed actions we can take to love one another and to those around in our community. Some of the verses that stood out to me were verse 9. It says, "Let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, and hold fast to what is good." Our example of how to love is Jesus, and that to love genuinely is to love like Jesus, which is definitely not an easy thing to do. Abhor is a very strong word to use. It means to regard with disgust and hatred, and that's how much God dislikes evil or sin. We need to learn to hate evil, meaning sin, but hold on to what is good in the eyes of God. We would only know what is good when our lives are aligned to God's will. The second verse that stood out was verse 12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Some of the sufferings in our lives is definitely real, But we know it is temporary, and we have hope in Jesus Christ. We'll need to wait, but also continually pray to our Father, who will hear and respond to us. And lastly, verse 14 through 20, it talks about those that may make your life difficult or even persecute you, but it mentions not to curse or revenge. Let God deal with it. It is almost comforting to know that God has your back and you don't have to worry about dealing with such things. Instead, you can focus on doing good. We need to be salt and light to the world, to be different from what the rest of the world may be doing or thinking. And by acting in love, you show others that you are disciples of Jesus. As Thaddeus is now going to prepare a worship song for us, let's reflect on what true love is that needs to overflow from our lives. Let's repent if there's anything that we have kept in our hearts to curse or to revenge. Lay those thoughts to God. Let him deal with it. And as we go about our lives today, let's share genuine love.
love came down and set me free. I am yours, I am forever yours. Mountain high or valley low, I sing out and remind my soul, I am yours, I am forever yours. Love came down and rescued me. Love came down and set me free. I am yours, I am forever yours. Mountain high or valley low, I sing out and remind my soul, I am yours, I am forever yours. I am yours, I am forever yours. I am yours, I am forever yours.
Thank you, Thaddeus. I'll read the prayer from the One App. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for Christians in the marketplace that they will see their roles as God-given and as ministers of the gospel. May the offices, schools, and every part of our city be places where you will be known and encountered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll now go to our community prayer, starting with those that are going through cancer and chemo, radiation therapies, and surgery. Pray for complete healing and physical strength to go through these therapies, and also strength for those that are around in support. Let's pray for those that are sick, but also need a word of salvation. Pray that they will receive healing, but also the word and the gospel to be shared to them. Let's also pray for those that are sick in our community, dealing with non-cancer related illness. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray those that are seeking for new jobs, for opportunities to open up and to have patience and to spend their time well during the season in their life and for God's provision. Let's pray for our mission focus today, which is for China, for our ministries there, for God to lead those communities, especially for Beijing, SP Beijing with Pastor Hyunsu, SP Shanghai with Pastor Ricky, and the Chungs and all the other churches in that country. Let's also pray for our board, for all the members, for the spirit of wisdom and guidance and unity among the group as they make the decisions for the church. There's a board meeting tomorrow, so let's pray for the board. Let's also pray for the fellowship ministries, the young adults and men's and women's ministry with their lunchtime prayers on Mondays and Tuesdays, and also for Pure Desire and Oasis meetings as well. Let's pray for SP 2.0, for the building and the benefactor, and for God to really provide for us for our vision fund as well. And lastly, let's pray for Hong Kong, for protection and covering for all the people that are in the city, and just heal the city with so many different things, Father. Just let's pray for everyone. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for today, for the word that's been provided to us. We thank you, God, that you are our hope and our amazing example to follow. I really pray that we can really love others, though it may be difficult at times, that we will not hold any revenge in our hearts. We lift up all the prayers for our community that's been prayed, especially for those that are sick, that they will be healed, Father. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's EMP.